Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre heelwat warmer, 15 op na 28, Johannesburg 14:27, Polokwane 16:27.
In the traffic, R24 trouble heading back from OR Tambo International Airport just after Barbara Road starts queuing, heading towards the N12 link, and everything both directions at Germiston, the link with the N3 and the Mike 2, very, very slow through Van Buren.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Sri Lanka hires Neil McKenzie as a consultant coach ahead of the SA Tour, and Eric Ten Hag set for a quick return as AS Roma target him for the next head coach role.
In Johannesburg is betogers in Nasia Suid naby Soweto vroeër vandag met rubberkoels uiteengejaag. Inwoners is ontstoke oor Johannesburg Water se besluit om onwettige waterpunte toe te maak. Die watervoorsiener het hom spesifiek op die Pumlamkashi informele nedersetting toegespits, waar inwoners ontevrede gebly het. Hulle het vroeër die Goue Hoofweg versper.
During the operation, the team was met with hostility and pelted with stones, resulting in damage to 3 Joburg water vehicles and 1 security vehicle. JNPD officers used rubber bullets to disperse the volatile crowd, and the operation was subsequently halted. A case of public violence will be opened at Lanesia South SAPS.
Dit was Klolani Fichler, die woordvoerder vir Johannesburg Metropolisie. Intussen sê Statistieke Suid-Afrika die werkloosheidssyfer in die land het afgeneem van 33,5% in die tweede kwartaal na 32,1% in die derde kwartaal. Standardbank se groepshoof vir makro-ekonomiese navorsing, Dr. Elna Moelman, skryf het hoofsaaklik toe aan die informele bedryf en die regering se deeltydse werkskeppingsprogramme. Volgens haar is daar toch 'n paar goed om in gedagte te hou met die syfers.
Always worthwhile keeping in mind with this data set that the data can be somewhat volatile from quarter to quarter, and it is also important to keep in mind that the detail tells us that formal private sector employment outside of the agricultural sector essentially trended sideways.
Die minister van internasionale betrekkinge, Ronald Lamola, het intussen bevestig dat Ibrahim Rasool weer na Washington terugkeer as Suid-Afrika se ambassadeur vir die VSA. Nou, Rasool het die pos voorheen bekleed toe Barack Obama president was tussen 2010 en 2015. Met die dat Donald Trump terugkeer na die Withuis, het president Cyril Ramaphosa volgens Lamola die aanstelling gemaak.
It's a decision not taken lightly, but a decision taken on the basis that he has been there and his credentials will be quick to process, given the fact that there is an urgent need for South Africa to have a presence in the United States of America.
Dan na die Kruger Nasionale Park. Sanparke waarskynlik besoekers om aandag te skenk aan paaie in die park wat gesluit word weens gure weersomstandighede. Die afgelope dae se swaar reën in Mpumalanga en Limpopo het juist tot oorstromings in sekere dele van die park gelei. Hier is Ike Pasla met die volgende waarskuwing.
The Kruger National Park will closely monitor and close all dirt roads which might not be drivable during this period. We request visitors, especially open safari vehicle operators, not to remove road barriers but to observe the closures to avoid any accidents or unfortunate events. Low-lying bridges should be traversed with extra caution.
Ek is Marlene Fischer, meer nieuws om 5.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
You can't be shit.